Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I am Deborah Bridge, your host, and I am excited to be here with you again. Last week, I spoke about who God is and how it influences our relationship with Him as both Lord and Lover. If you are yet to listen to that episode, you should listen to that episode, because this episode will be building on what we spoke on the last time. And if you are yet to fill the questionnaire in the description box, please do so immediately, so that I'm able to bring podcasts your way that you love and you like to hear about. Without further ado, let's get right into the topic of today. Today we'll be speaking about Godfidence, and what that basically means is confidence in God. Godfidence. So now that your proper knowledge of God influences your relationship with Him, it does not stop there. It also extends and influences your relationship with other people and your relationship with everything in general. And that is what confidence in God is about. A verse of scripture I've come to love so much is Proverbs 3 verse 5. And I learned it as far back as in primary school. I attended a Christian primary school at some point, and they were always giving us memory verses. I cannot remember many of them, but this particular one really, really stuck with me. And it is, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. I know we spoke about this verse on the prayer episode, but we'll be speaking about it again. So if God is who He is, if God is as great as He is and powerful and everything, there is a perspective it gives you to life. There is a mindset of abundance that it gives to you. The God that created the world is not in shortage of anything. You cannot be disadvantaged in the long run. The God that created everything that there is out of nothing is not limited when it comes to me. If I was created by God, which I definitely am, and you are too, then it means that there is a space for me in this world. Yes, I should do all I am meant to do, but I am not an adjunct that is not needed. I am not someone that, you know, provision was not made for and like everybody now has to adjust to get me to fit in. The God that is my Father and also my Creator is able to make everything that I need available to me. It doesn't mean that I will have a smooth ride, but there is that confidence that I have. My Father is King. My God is Creator. I am not here on my own accord. So there is a level of confidence that I have that nothing can take away from me. Not any circumstance, nothing at all. And that should be you too. There is a confidence I have because I know that God is my Father. God is my provider. God is everything I need, and with Him I will never be disadvantaged. Yes, it might look like I'm not maybe getting an opportunity now, or whatever it is that is bothering you at this point. It is just circumstantial. God is Jireh, and He will always provide. The journey from lack to provision might not be as we envisage it, and it might take a while and might not come the way we want or anything, but it is important that you realize that you have a God that is the Creator. You have a God that is great. The knowledge of God that you have that helps you to relate with Him as both Lord and Lover is also that same knowledge that would inspire confidence in you as His child, regardless of what the world throws at you, regardless of anything that might be happening. Another verse of scripture I love so much. I love a lot of verses of scripture. I find it very, very difficult to pick a favorite verse. But another verse is John 16 verse 33. It said, in this world you would have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. The victory is already won. I am not fighting to see if I will win. I have already won, and so I am fighting from a place of victory. There is nothing that can happen in this world that would make me disadvantaged. There is nothing happen in this world that I will not end up being victorious. The worst that can happen, as it were, is even death. And even in death, I would still be victorious, because the Bible promises eternal life. In Christ, in believing Jesus, you receive eternal life. And so even death does not have the final word. if death has lost that power, how much more the more ephemeral things? There is a mindset that you are to have as a child of God. There is a deep-seated confidence in God that you ought to have, because you will always win. The worst that can happen is death, and even in that, even in death, there is hope. There is hope. You have eternal life. A scenario that puts this confidence in perspective is the story of Jesus in the boat sleeping when there is storm. For the believer, that is your life. You have a God that is in control, that will make things work for your favor, that is just for you. If God is for you, like the book of Romans says, who can be against you? And today, I just want to remind you that God is for you. The God that created you, the God that created everything that there is for you. That is enough reason to be confident. That is enough reason to have hope. That is enough reason to not be put down by the circumstances and challenges that you are going through at the moment. God is for you. The King of this earth is for you. He's your Father. You can be confident. There is nothing that can happen that can invalidate the hope that you have in Christ. And the current season of your life might be tough. Yes, you might be feeling anxious, but it is always good to remind yourself of the Father that you have in the first place. Another verse of scripture that busts my head every time is the part where Jesus says that even the hair on your hair is numbered. There is no greater confidence to be instilled than that. The hair on my hair that I cannot count is counted by God. If God is that intentional, if God zooms on the details that much, how much more the things that bother you, how much more the things that trouble you. Like the hair on your head, for someone like me that I quite love my hair, it means so much to know that God, as great and as big and as awesome as it is, he has the hair on my head numbered. And that is one thing I would consider maybe a minute detail. If God has that minute detail in mind, how much more the things that are big to you? I would never expect anybody to know the number of my hair. If it was never in the Bible, I would never sit down and get angry one day that, oh, this God doesn't even know the number of my hair. It's not something I would think about. It is not something that I would expect people to know or take cognizance of, because, I mean, it's just air. But if he numbers it and then he lets me know that it is numbered, what else can happen? What else is he not aware of? What else is he not mindful of? What else is he not seeing? What else? Like, what else? For somebody to know the number of your hair, there is nothing he doesn't know. There is nothing he doesn't see. And there are times where our emotions just have a trip on their own and we feel bad and we feel like we are alone and we feel like this and that. The person that knows the hair on your hair is not ignoring you. He's not leaving you alone to yourself. If he is that intentional, then he is intentional. And another thing to know about God is that God does not change. So he will not be intentional about me 10 years ago and then just get tired. Or we have in our relationship with people where you outgrow each other. God does not outgrow any man. He is the same. And if he is intentional, then he will always be intentional. And that is why it's important to learn to know about God. Because the more you know about God, the more it impacts your circumstances. So I know that God does not change. How does that inform my daily decision? It means that no matter how much I feel like I am alone, because I know that God has promised that he will be with me and it does not change. That means that regardless of my feelings, he is with me. Because he doesn't change and he has promised that he will be with me. And I just want to remind you today again that God is with you. God is intentional. The God that is intentional about you doesn't change. And so his intentionality about you is not something that dwindles. It is not like a relationship with a friend where you are fighting for a while and then you are not fighting again. He is constant. He is the only one that doesn't change. Everything else changes. We as humans are
liable to change, and it's a good thing. But with God, it doesn't change. And so when you look at his word, when you read his word, even though it might be centuries ago it was written down, the truth of it is a truth that would continue to resonate throughout eternity, because the God that we are learning about and we are knowing about is a God that doesn't change with time. It doesn't change after a millennium. It doesn't change after a century. There is no time that we would get to and then, oh, I've been the same for the past 1 million years. Now let me change and evolve. God is not that person, because he is already perfect. So there is no better version. It is we as humans that have better versions of ourselves. God does not have a better version of himself, because he is the best version of himself possible already, and always has been the best version of himself. It is not Windows that needs to be updated. It's not the things that we are used to. And a reason why that sometimes feel out of our ability to comprehend is because everything around us are things that are created and things that are liable to change. And so it can be difficult for us to imagine something that does not change in a world where we are filled with change all the time, where we are actively changing and everything in our world is changing. But that is why it is good to remind ourselves that God does not change. And so if he knew your hair 10 years ago, he will not stop counting.
I hope that this encourage you like it did me while recording this. Have a lovely week, being confident in God, knowing that you will never be disadvantaged, and the God of the universe that created you is intentional about you, and it doesn't change.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Wicked Awkward Podcast. I hope that you learned it in auto and you're planning to execute it in the coming days and weeks. Have a productive day, a productive week, a productive month, a productive year, and a productive life. Peace and joy.